Today's shiur is dedicated for schus, for fru, shleima, for shalom and bracha. Today's shiur is mesecht in the darim, daf yud gimel. We will begin on daf yud beis and beis, five lines from the bottom, leima katanoi. Now, previous shiur, Rami Bachama had presented us with a question. He had asked if somebody has basar shlamim, the meat of a karban shlamim, after they had done the Zrikas Adam, which we know that after the Zrikas Adam is done, the carbon may be eaten, the meat may be eaten. And as we discussed in our previous year, the focus of our Gemara here is on Hatfasa. When you say a nether, one of the most optimum ways of expressing a nether is through Hatfasa. And the Gemara's question is that when somebody makes a nether with hatfasa, and he's being matfis in the meat after the shechita, after the zrika, when the meat may be eaten, what does he mean with that statement? Does he mean the actual meat, and then it would not be hatfasa because it's not something which is brought as a nether? And as we've been learning, hatfasa is only valid if you do hatfasa bedover hanoder, something which became us because you made another. So the question Rami Bachama posed was, what is this hatfasa? Did I mean to do hatfasa in the meat at this stage, where the meat at this stage is certainly meat that may be eaten? Or did I mean to, when I made that fasa, was my intention for the carbon, which the carbon at this point may, the carbon is a davar anoder. So Gemara suggests a lema katanoi, that this question that we just mentioned is actually machlokes tanoim. The Gemara says, hare olai kebuchar. If somebody has a piece of meat, and he says that this piece of meat should be like bechar meat. We know that bechar meat is the firstborn animal, is a bechar. And the question is, how do we, should this meat be like a bechar meat? Is that a valid way of doing hatfasa? So the Gemara quotes Machlokes Tanoim. Rav Yaakov Oyser. Rav Yaakov says that the nether is a valid nether. Rav Yehuda Matir. And Rav Yehuda says that it's not a valid nether. The Rishonim point out that even though, and the Gemara is going to make this point quite explicitly in our shir, that even though Bechor is really not a davar anoder, a Bechor has its Kedusha from the moment that it's born. But since, as we're going to learn, that the halacha is that a kohen, that the person who has the bechor and is about to give it to the kohen is supposed to be magdishit bepeh. He's supposed to verbally designate the animal as a carbon. And the fact that he's supposed to be magdishit bepeh makes it perhaps like a dover hanodor. Therefore, the Gemara says that that's the machlokes. So asked if that is a valid hatfasa. So the Gemara drills down. Hey Chidami, exactly what was the case that we are speaking about? Inema lefnei zrikas damim, that the Bechor was not yet, did not have zrikas damim. So then the Gemara's question is, Ma'at hamad shari. And the way the Rajab explains the Gemara, that right now everybody agrees that the Bechor does not obtain its Kedusha until your Magdashit prepare. And therefore, the Bechor is considered a davar hanoder. And since the Bechor is considered, at this point of the Gemara, a davar hanoder, the Gemara's question is that certainly if there was no Zrikas Dam yet, why would the nether not be a valid nether? If we're referring here to a situation that there was already Zrikas Damim, so then the question is, my time of the Mandasar. How could anyone be machmer? El alav, how must we explain this brisa? The machas bas bechor. There's a piece of bechor meat sitting here, or machas bas the haich gabei, and there's another piece of meat, a piece of bechor meat after the zrikas dam, and a regular piece of meat. Vamar, and the person who's expressing his nether said zeh kazeh. These two pieces of meat should be treated the same way. And tanaihi, and that is the machlokes. The question of Rami Bachama actually becomes a machlokes that we just learned in this brisa. Rabbi Yaakov holds that when somebody's matfis in a bechor, even if it's already after the zrikas adam, Rabbi Yaakov's opinion is bikrei kamatfis, and since it's bikrei kamatfis, he's matfis, he's being matfis bedover another. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that right now the meat is a mutter to be eaten, and since right now the meat is mutter to be eaten, so you're being matfis with the meat as it is now, and it's not a dover another. So the Gemara is suggesting that what we just learned in this brisa is this machloikis in this brisa is actually a machloikis on how to understand the opinion of how to answer the question that Rami Bachama posed. Says Marloi, the kulam lufnei zrikas damim. We're going to explain, says the Gemara, that this brisa that's speaking about the Bechor is speaking before the zrikas damim took place. My time demand is shari. Why is it not considered a dover hanodur? Says the Gemara, because Amakra, the Pasuk says, in the parsha of Nedarim, Ish ki yidai neder la'Hashem, at shi yidai bedover hanodur. As we've learned many times, the halacha is that to make a neder with atfasa, it has to be connected to something that is prohibited because of a neder. Lefikach lafuke, to exclude the bechor, the davar asahu. A bechor is not a davar anodr, says the Gemara. A bechor is kaddish because it's born that way, says the Gemara. Uman da asur. So now ask the Gemara, according to the opinion that says that a bechor is considered a dover hanodr, what will he do with the pasuk of Ish ki yidai neder la'Hashem? Answers the Gemara that Rabbi Yaakov agrees that, of course, for atfasa to be valid, you have to be matfis bedover ha'odr. So but the Gemara is saying, Amakra la'Hashem, the pasuk adds the word Ish ki yidai neder la'Hashem. The word la'Hashem is coming to teach us Rabbis dover asur. A bechor is, even though it's a dover asur, because as we explained, Rabbi Yaakov holds that it's kadosh from when it's born. It's not a dover anodr, which we always define the dover anodr means a man-made iser. But a bechor is different than every other dover ha'asr. In other words, what the Gemara is learning now is that normally a dover asr is not a valid hatfasa. This is an exception to the rule. Oman de shari, and Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a matfis bechor is not a good hatfasa because it is a dover ha'asr. La'Hashem I overlay. What does he do with the word La'Hashem? Answers the Gemara, Rebailei b'matfis b'chatas v'ashem. That fasa by chatas v'ashem, you can't bring them as a neder and a dover. You only could bring them when you're obligated. And as the Ran explains, even though you can only bring a carbon chatas or a carbon ashem if you're obligated to bring it, so why would it be considered a dover anodr? Because you have a right to choose which animal you're going to want to bring as a carbon. So since the person is the one who decides which animal should be brought as the carbon, chatas or the carbon ashram, that makes it into a dover ha'odr. The Tosfos has a simpler pshat. Tosfos pshat is that, yes, one who did an aveira that for which there's an obligation to bring a chatas and ashram, still, the halacha is, explains, still, says the Tosfos, until the person actually chooses which animal he's going to bring and brings that animal, the animal is not kadosh. Even though you're obligated to bring it, doesn't make that the animal is kadosh. And since it doesn't make that the animal should be considered kadosh, that's why the halach is that's considered dover anodr. So what we're up to, according to this opinion, is on one hand, Rabbi Yehuda holds La'Hashem is teaching us that fasa b'chatas v'asham is a valid hatfasa. On the other hand, he holds hatfasa and a bechor It's not a valid hatfasa. So ask the Gemara, Umar Yisrael Rabbi Schatas Vashem, why would he be quicker to say that Lashem is coming to teach us that Hatfasa B'chatas Vashem is a valid hatfasa, Ulhoitzis B'chor, but to agree that a B'chor is not considered a valid hatfasa? Why did he prefer to go in that direction? It says the Gemara, Marbani Chatas Vashem, he prefers to include the Chatas Vashem, Shunatus Beneder, as we said a moment ago in Turan, that he chooses which animal should be brought as the Chatas Vashem. And that's why he's comfortable in considering that a Hatfasa Bedava another. Or Maitenis Bechor, but he doesn't consider Hatfasa in a Bechor as a Dover Hanodr, because he doesn't get to choose which animal should be the Bechor. Because, Shukadosh Me'imai, the Bechor is Kadosh Me'imai. And as the Ran explains, even though as we're learning, and we will continue learning in our shir, the Halach is by Bechor, the proper way of designating a Bechor as a carbon is by not just saying that this animal was born first, but also by recognizing it by being magdashit bepeh, it's still not the same as chatas vashem. Why is it not the same as chatas vashem? Because by chatas vashem, it's not just that you have to be magdashit, that you have to sanctify it by saying that it's a carbon. You have a right to choose which animal should be the carbon. Whereas by the bechor, yes, you're supposed to be magdashit bepeh. But even though you're supposed to be magdashit bepeh, you don't get the choice to decide which animal you're going to be magdashit bepeh. The Rambam has a different approach. He says, Marba ni chatas v'osham, because a chatas v'osham is sometimes considered a dover hanodr. Why? Explains the Rambam. Because a chatas v'osham, as we discussed in Ashurim, is sometimes brought by a nazir. Now, says the Rambam, a nazir is an individual who decided to be a nazir. So since it's an individual who decided to be a nazir, that's why it's a dover hanadr. Whereas, so that is an example, albeit a unique example, of where a chatas v'asham are brought beneder. Whereas a bechor is never designated through you making it into a bechor, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda considers hatfasa and a chatas v'asham more of a reliable type of a hatfasa versus hatfasa with a bechor. Man da asr, a man and Rabbi Yaakov who held that hatfasa and a bechor is also considered a valid hatfasa. Bechor nami matfis menedhu. Rabbi Yaakov says that a bechor also is something that becomes kadosh by you sacked, being magnished with your mouth. The Tanya, as we've been learning throughout our shir, Mishum Rabbi Amram Menayim Shalayla Bechor B'toch Beisoy. How do we know somebody who has a Bechor born in his home, Mitzvah Lov Lagdishoy, even though the Bechor is a Bechor the moment it's born, there's a mitzvah for one to be magdishit? Shenemar Hazocha Tagdish. So what's Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yaakov, who holds a Bechor, is a hatfasa, a valid hatfasa, point out to Rishonim that it's not just the Bechor that's a valid hatfasa. It's difficult to accept, explained the Rishonim, that Rabbi Yaakov will hold that hatfasa with a Bechor is a valid hatfasa, and hatfasa with a chatas v'asham is not a valid hatfasa. The Gemara just gave great explanation why hatfasa with a chatas v'asham certainly should be hatfasa if hatfasa with Bechor is hatfasa. Oman the Shari, and it says the Gemara Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Hatfasa, the Bechor, is not a valid Hatfasa. Kiloi Magdish Le Miloi Kaddish. Yes, the Halacha is that one is supposed to be Magdish the Bechor Bepeh. But that doesn't mean that it's absolutely essential. And since it's not absolutely essential, that's why we can't consider it as something that really makes a difference. So the Brisk Rav and many Achronim try to understand if, as we know, the definition of a Bechor is an animal that's born, the firstborn male animal, why is there a halacha in being Magdish the Bechor, which seems that everybody agrees that that is what L'chatchila should be done? Why? Says the Brisk Rav, When we look at the Kedushas Bechor, there are two elements to that Kedusha. One is the Kedusha that it has from the moment that it's born. And the other Kedusha is the Kedusha that we've been learning, the Torah says, that one should be Magdish to Bechor Bepeh. Since the Torah wants us to be Magdish to Bepeh, that's a different, and it should have two types of Kedusha. The way I understand the Brisker Rav, it should have a Kedusha min HaShemayim, from the moment that it's born, and it should have a Kedusha, a man-made Kedusha. The Rav Shimon Shkop says this a little differently. A Bechor is Kadosh because of two reasons. One is because it was born as a Bechor, but that is not enough to give it the full Kedusha. What's also required, says Rav Shimon Shkop, according to this Gemara, is that it's required that you should be Magdish to Bepeh. The Gemara here keeps on teaching us that if you're Magdish Bedover Hanodor, if your mattress Bedover Hanodor, it's a valid Hatfasa, whereas if your mattress Bedover Ha'asur, it's not a valid Hatfasa. So the Brisker Rav, the Chiddush HaRim, I'm sorry, says that we know that part of the problem of what happened with the Eitz Hadas is that Chava told Adam, that Adam told Chava, not only may we not eat from the Eitz Hadas, but we may not touch the Eitz Hadas. And the Chiddush HaRim asks a question, why is what Adam HaRishon did wrong? Isn't that what Shas is replete with, where people are given siyogim and gedorim, and over and above what it says in the Torah? Says the Chiddush HaRim, absolutely. That's what Halach is based on. That's what all of the Rabbanans are based on, extra safeguards to make sure we're not violating a deraisa. But if somebody, but it's critical, explains the Chiddush HaRim, that we mention, that we determine everything properly. So if Adam HaRishon would have told Chava, I don't want you to touch from the tree, not because Hashem said not to touch from the tree, because Hashem never said that we should not touch from the tree. I don't want you to touch from the tree because I want to institute that safeguard to make sure that we don't eat from it. That would be acceptable. What Adam HaRishon's sin was that he didn't designate it and he didn't identify it properly. Says the Chiddush HaRim, when somebody is matfis, it's critical that he recognize what I'm being matfisin is a dover another and not a dover. It's a dover another that I made usher, not a dover usher that Hashem said is usher. The Chacham Matzpin explains what is the pshat when we're learning in our Gemara, and we just explained that everybody halachically agrees that this is the proper thing to do, that when somebody is magdish, that somebody has a bechor, besides that the bechor has the kedusha from the moment that it's born, one is supposed to be magdishit bepeh. He says that a bechor represents a sacrifice. A person has a firstborn male baby, animal, and instead of using it for himself, which a person would very naturally want to do, if finally his animal had a baby and he worked on raising that animal, and now he has that animal, and the Torah says, don't keep it for yourself. You have to give it as a carbon. And that's what's meant over here. A person should be magdish bepeh. It's not just enough that, yes, we know that there's a halacha of bechor, and whoever is bringing the animal as a bechor knows that that's what he's supposed to do. That is not the approach, that he's doing it because he has to do it. He should do it, it should be magdish bepeh. He should want to do it. He should recognize that what he's taking is the firstborn animal and giving it to Hashem and recognizing and realizing that lesson is so critical. We learned in the Mishnah that if somebody said, ki kazeh olai ki imra, if somebody said that this loaf of bread should be like the sheep that's used for carbon, or he said kedirim, it should mean the various places that they kept the animals in the Beis HaMikdash, it's considered a valid hatfasa. Tana, so explains the Braisa. If somebody said imra, Kikazalai imra liimra kiimra. Or somebody said kikazalai dirim lidirim kidirim. Or somebody said kikazalai eitzim laitzim kaitzim. Or somebody said kikazalai ishim liishim kiishim. Or somebody said kikazalai mizbeach la mizbeach kimizbeach. Or somebody said kikazalai hechel lahechel or kahechel. Or somebody said kikazal yushlayim lushlayim. Or he said kirushlaim bekulon, and all of these expressions. If he said sheoichelach, that he said that kikazalai with the various suffix that we just identified, osur, then it becomes a valid neder, and he may not eat this loaf of bread that belongs to this person. Loyachelach, then if he ended it with the words loyachelach mutter, says the Gemara, what is this based on? Man Shaminale, who is the Tana de Lashonale that doesn't differentiate if he said it, if he just said the word Imra, Li Imra, or Imra, if he said it with a prefix or without a prefix? That, says the Gemara, is the opinion of Rameya. And even though we don't have anywhere explicitly, says the Rosh, that this is the opinion of Rameya, since we're going to see that the opposing opinion here is Rabbi Yehuda, and we know throughout Shas, says the Rosh, that the opposing opinion to Rabbi Yehuda is always Rameya, so the Gemara deduces that it must be Rameya's opinion. But ask the Gemara, Eima Seifa, let's continue learning the Braisa, the Kulan, if somebody said, Loi Ochloch Mutter. If he says, Loi Ochloch, then he is allowed, that it's not considered a nether. But ask the Gemara, Vatanan, we're going to learn in this shears, in this omit still, Vamrav Abba, Nasa Oimer, Vatanan Lakarmala Echloch, Ramei Oiser, Vamrav Abba, and Rab Abba, we explained this previously, and we'll say in today's shear again. Why is that considered a valid expression of a nether? Because Nasa Oimer Lakarmen Yehei, that this food should be treated like a carbon, Lefikach, as we learned in our previous year, that Lefikach, and therefore it's not a contradictory statement. So we have here a question, asked the Gemara. The first part of the Braisa represents the opinion of Rameya, the second part doesn't. Loi Kasha, says the Gemara, this is the way to understand it. If he said Loi Le'imra, since he's, what did he mean to say? He said this should not be like a carbon, it should be chulin. But if he said Loi Oichloch, it doesn't prevent the nether from becoming effective. V'hada amr li'imra, but he said li'imra, he says it should be to the imra. And therefore, even though he said loy oichloch, it's considered a valid nether. Ha'im ha'kabin oylam min chachatz toy d'shlamim, shani oichloch, all these various kabanas, the nethers, nether v'osor. Rabbi Yehuda matter. The review does it's not a valid expression of a nether. If he said a carbon, ki carbon, a carbon shoichaloch, osur. Li carbon layachaloch, which we just learned, Rameya holds that that's considered a nether, as we've explained, and we'll explain again, because Rameya interprets that statement, li carbon yeloch, this food should be like a carbon, lefikach layachaloch, I may not eat from it. Ketani, so says the Gemara, the Mishnah began by saying, ha-carbon, ha-carbon, ki-carbon, sh'oichaloch. In all these cases, it's a valid nedav asur. Whose opinion is that represent? Says the Gemara, stam matanak Rameya, represents the opinion of Rameya. The Lashonalei, that does not differentiate between imra l'imra, whether he said imra or il-imra. Because, ask the Gemara, i-Rameya, but if you're going to say that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameya, ha-dik-tani, ha-kabin sh'oichaloch, asur, that is a valid expression of a nether, but tani ma'idacham Rabbi Yehuda, ba'ayma ha-karbin va'ayla va'amincha va'achatis sh'oichaloch, that even though he said the kaf, and usually by saying the kaf, it is a valid nether, here it's mutter. Because when he says, ha carbon ha oila, what he really meant to say was shloi nader ela b'chaya carbon, that he didn't make a statement that has any real meaning. All he did was suggest to Gemara that he meant to say that I'm making a nether in the life of the carbon. I'm making a life of in the a carbon. Making a nether in the life of the carbon has a is a meaningless statement. So the Mishnah is contradictory to what the Chum said in the Brisa. The Mishnah says how carbon shaychalach is aser, and the Brisa says how carbon shaychalach is mutter. It's not a nether. Answers the Gemara loy kasha. If he said it in two words, he said hog carbon, then the halacha is that it doesn't mean anything. It's just an expression as if he's saying, I'm making a nether by the life of the carbon. Making a nether in the life of the carbon, meaningless statement. Hog carbon, if he said it in one word. So that's the way Tosfos explains, that the difference is if you said it with one word or in two words. The Ritva has a different way of explaining. He says that it's a difference if it's a neder or a shvuah. And a neder it would be, and a shvuah it can't be. My tama. But again, we're learning like Tosfos learns. Why, when you said it in two words, is it not a valid neder? Because we interpret what you meant to say was, chaye karmen kama. You're making a nether by the life of the carbon, which, as we said, is a meaningless statement. Ketani, we learned at the end of the Mishnah, le-carbon le-eichalach, if somebody says le-carbon le-eichalach, remeya oiser, remeya holds, it's a valid way of expressing a nether. But ask the Gemara, what does this mean? Le-carbon le-eichalach, what I mean to say is, the Gemara is assuming, loy carbon yehei, what I won't eat from you will not be a carbon. But what I will eat from you will be a carbon. But what? How do we get to such an explanation? We only get to such an explanation by employing the concept of mechalav at the Shema Yehain. But we learned in a previous shurim that a mayor is the man da omer that does not hold a mechlal lav at the shemayin, because Rameya holds, as we've learned in previous shurim, that since the Torah insists that tanoim have to be like tonight when they got him neiruvim, you have to speak both sides of the equation. So we see that he does not rely on mechlal lav at the shemayin, and it seems that in our Mishnah he does agree to explaining a statement with mechlal lav at the shemayin. Answers the Gemara, that's not the way to understand the statement, but rather the way to understand the statement, Amar of Abba, Nasa Ka'imer, it's considered as if he said, Le Karban Yehei, what I ate, what every this should be considered like a carbon, and since it's considered like a carbon, Lufikach Le'echalach, I may not eat it. We learned earlier in our Masechta that there are fundamental differences between Nedarim and Shuas. We learned that and our Mishnah helps us understand that concept. Our Mishnah Gemara, actually. He makes a nether that my mouth may not speak with you. My hands may not do anything for you. Ragli malach simach, I may not walk with you. All of these are valid ways of expressing a nether. What he said was that my hands, as we'll see more in the Gemara, my hands, my feet, should become also to you. And that's Issa Cheftza, which was explained at the beginning of the Masechta, is a valid way of expressing a nether. Says the Gemara Vermini, Chaim v'shvus v'nedarim, we learned that the Braisa teaches us, the shvus have a chumar over nedarim, and nedarim v'shvus, and nedarim have a chumar over shvus. Chaim v'nedarim, just like somebody could say that I'm not going to do something which is not something he's obligated to do, somebody said he also can make a nether on a dvar mitzvah. He could say, I won't sit in the sukkah. And that, even though that would not be a valid shvuah, it would be a valid neder. Says the ask the Rashba, even if because the way in the Dorim work, ask the Rashba, this would be considered a valid neder. But if somebody has a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, and he has a lav to not violate his neder, but why didn't we say esa toichalosa say? So the Rashba answers that in every, and we spoke about this in our first shiur in the Masechta, that in every neder, there isn't just a loisa say involved when you violate the neder, there's also a mitzvah say. So that's why we can't say essay, the essay of the mitzvah should be doichalosa say, because even though we say esa doichalosa say, we don't say esa doichalosa say vasay. The Nemukhi Yosef says that the neder is a issa cheftza. And what we can't do is, if something is also to you, we can't let you do something which is also. And as the Stipel explains, that just like a nevela is an issa cheftza, says the Rashba, we don't employ essa doichalosa say to allow you to eat, to allow you under certain circumstances to eat a nevela. In other words, the way I understand the Stipel speaking, he's saying that every neder carries with it not just an issa cheftza, it also carries with it an issa gavra. And even though by an issa cheftza, perhaps we would say issa doichalosa say, not by an issa gavra. Mashen can be shvuas, you can't make a shvua against doing a mitzvah. And why? The pasha pshat is because mushbev oimid, we already have all of us a shvua that we have to fulfill the mitzvah, and we can't make a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah. Since a shvua is a issa gavra, so we don't have to have a tangible item to make a shvua. Mashen came in the Durham. So now the question is, asked the Gemara, now the question is, why, if that is the halacha, that, if that's, our Mishnah says, that you can make a neder on your talk and on your what you work, says the Gemara, and we already explained the Mishnah that way. The neder wasn't on your talking. Your neder wasn't on your working. The neder was, he made a neder on his mouth. The mouth is a davar sheyesh by mamish. He made a neder on his hands. The hands are obviously a davar sheyesh by mamish. And ragli, the neder was made on his feet. And his feet are, of course, a davar sheyesh by mamish. Because a person's avarim are, and that's how we interpret the neder. And the way I saw the Rishonim explain this Gemara, the Rishonim explained the Gemara that even if that's not what we would normally understand is what his neder meant, we see he wants to make a neder, so we interpret his words that way. So the Gemara says that, the Gemara said there's a difference between neder and shvua. The neder is chal even against the Dvar Mitzvah because it's a chevtza, and in shvua is an issa gavra. It says Rav Shimon and explained the Gemara that when you make a neder on a tangible item, it changes that item. It's not what the Torah spoke about. But a gavra can't be changed. They can name the tani. Look at the wording of the Mishnah. Says that the Mishnah used the word pi medabimach v'lok tani sh'ani medabimach. So we use the word pi. Why did the Mishnah go out of its way to say pi? Because we have to have a dover shesh b'mamish. Because if we wouldn't have a dover shesh b'mamish, we wouldn't be able to have a neder. So we saw in our Gemara, nadarim chal al mitzvah k'brishus, that even on a mitzvah you can make a neder. I saw the Chushuke Chemed has an interesting discussion. Our Gemara just said, one can't make a shvua to be mevatel a mitzvah. But the question is, can somebody make a shvua not to do a mitzvah before he's obligated to do the mitzvah? In other words, what would be the halacha if somebody made a shvua that he wouldn't say Birchas HaMazon? So that seems to be a shvuah levatalas mitzvah. But let's say he made that shvuah before he ate. So he doesn't have, at this point, a chiyuv birchas hamazon. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Rosh. Says, if somebody made a shvuah that he will not pay off his debts, if at the time that he made a shvuah, he did not owe any money, then the halacha seems to be that the shvuah is a valid shvuah. He's obligated to pay. The answer is, he's not obligated to pay before he has any debt. So the mitzvah of paying off a debt doesn't exist. In fact, there's an interesting shaila that, let's say, somebody makes a shvuah that he will never be meyabim his brother's wife. And at this point, when he made the shvuah, his brother had not yet died. So there was no chiyuv yibum. So the question is that it may not be considered a shvuah levatal samitzvah, because it's only considered a shvuah levatal samitzvah once you have a shvuah. And according to that, we'd have a very interesting situation. Even though we're learning you can't make a shvuah to mevatal a mitzvah, but let's say before Pesach, somebody makes a shvuah that he won't eat matzah. Before Sukkot, he makes a shvuah that he won't sit in a sukkah. So the question is, will that be considered a valid shvuah? He doesn't yet have the mitzvah to eat matzah. He doesn't yet have the mitzvah sukkah. But it's not a good comparison, because you are obligated to eat matzah. So even though today is not yet Pesach, and on Pesach you have to eat matzah, and you don't have to eat matzah the other time of the year, you really have a mitzvah to eat matzah all year round. The fulfillment of the mitzvah can only be fulfilled on Pesach. You have a mitzvah to eat, to sit in the sukkah. You can only fulfill that mitzvah during sukkahs. Birchas hamazon is very different. You could go through your whole life, technically, without saying birchas hamazon. Just don't eat bread, or don't eat a lot of bread. And therefore, it could very well be, in the discussion that we're having here, when we're speaking about nishba levatal is a mitzvah, it's only in a case which is a mitzvah that, certainly a mitzvah that you're currently obligated. That means if somebody already owes the money, if somebody already ate the food, certainly those shvuahs would not be a valid shvuah. Because if I already ate the food, I'm obligated to bench. If I already borrowed the money, I'm obligated to pay it back. And sukkah and matzah, even though it's before Pesach, it seems that it still would be considered shvuah levatal as a mitzvah. But if it's a mitzvah that I'm not obligated to do, such as I didn't have the mitzvah of yibum yet, I don't have the mitzvah of paying the chayv yet, I didn't eat yet, that may be different. And the same thing, if somebody would make a shvuah that he's not going to wear tzitzis. So since tzitzis is technically a mitzvah that I'm not obligated to do, because midaraisa, the mitzvah tzitzis, is that if you're wearing a four-cornered beged, you have to wear tzitzis. You don't have to wear a four-cornered beged. Maybe that shvuah would be chal. Then there's another interesting question that he poses. Even though we know that in halacha, there's a gadol and there's a katan, in hilchos nedarim, there's a halacha of a mufla hasamach l'ish, that even though this boy, this girl, are not yet gedolim, they're still under the age of bar or bas mitzvah, if they're within a year of their bar and bas mitzvah, and we clearly see that they have the intelligence to make a nether, then the nether's a nether. So he discusses what is going to be the halacha if somebody's a mufla, a samach lish, makes a shvua to mevatel as a mitzvah. Since at this point, he's not obligated in the mitzvah, since at that point he's not obligated in the mitzvah, so you can't say it's a shvuah levatal as a mitzvah. He doesn't have a mitzvah. And therefore, since it's not a time when he doesn't have the mitzvah, it's not considered shvuah levatal as a mitzvah. Hanu lach kol kenuyei, hanu lach kol kenuyei, hanu lach kol kenuyei.